The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Pleased to tell you that Mark Morano is kind enough to join us this early in the morning, a former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, author of The Great Reset, Global Elites and Permanent Lockdown. Speaking the truth, fired up. Mark Morano, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Happy to be here.
You know, we got to talk about John Kerry stepping down as his role as climate envoy. What a surprise. So we were saying now he could kind of legally, without question, take all the private jets that he wants to take. Huh, Mark?
My first reaction is, how are we going to survive? This guy has been literally telling us that he's so important, he has to fly in private jets, the work he's doing is saving the planet. He brought his granddaughter down when they had the UN Paris Climate Agreement to show the importance of the work. As an elderly statesman, he was passing on the next generation by signing a UN climate agreement. In other words, his whole philosophy is, unless we go full Marxist, the climate's going to get us. And he's walking away from this. It couldn't have been that important. He's going to help Biden get reelected. He said that's more important than his position. By the way, his position is a nearly $5 million budget at the State Department. It's a climate office, taxpayer-funded. Wow. He's unappointed, he's appointed, unelected, bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Flies around the world, literally just saying that he's essentially saving the climate, meeting with world leaders. He gives a pass to China, gives a pass to the Middle East. He's been part of the Biden administration's begging for oil. Well, they shut down our domestic energy. We beg for oil from foreign sources.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But this is what John Kerry's doing. And so we can actually have a reprieve here for a while he's working on the campaign.
Wait, so walk me through, how much was the climate office? How much was the budget of the climate office, Mark?
It was $4.3 million a year. Actually an investigation by the Boston Herald. They did Freedom of Information Act, and John Kerry's refusing to divulge the name of his highest paid employees. And, he's got some people in there. These people are, this is just what you'd call a government, a boondoggle. A sweet spot. People fight to get this. It's a little fiefdom you have. No real oversight. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to be approved by Congress. He's unelected. And he just gets to set his own agenda. So it's a plum position. And this is John Kerry's dream position. And this is what he's stepping away from temporarily. Now, what I think is going to happen is he'll probably get a salary from the Biden campaign. He'll probably continue his salary at the State Department with this climate fiefdom. And not that he cares about money. Remember, he married wealth. The greatest moment of John Kerry, and I was on Fox News on January 30th. I gave him the award of Climate Hypocrite of the Year. You can go back. I think it was July of this past summer, 2023. He was at a House hearing where he said, I don't own a private jet. I've never owned a private jet. We don't own a private jet. And then about 15 minutes later, another Republican congressman was like, wait, we have a report here. Your wife stole her fleet of private jets with a negative view.
Well, my wife owned a private jet, and yes, I have flown in that, but she sold it. So we don't own a private jet, and I've never owned.
I mean, it was like Bill Clinton level parsing the definition of is.
It's so funny. I know. And he, to me, Kerry, is the epitome of what they call white privilege, if that exists at all. If it does, it would be this guy. He marries a senator who passed away, and he marries a widow senator, and it's the heir of the heiress of the Heinz fortune, man. So he's got a number of private jets, and he's flying around. How hypocritical this guy is. and his, the way he always would talk down to everybody. It's but you know what? The press lets it go. So we appreciate you being fired up and talking about it. Remember, if we, I may, before we move on John Kerry in China, that went well, huh? Remember that? He had to do the speech after it, and we're going to change China's ways of polluting the air. Not so much, John. Remember, he tried to do his little speech there. He got shut down completely, right?
He did. And he's been to China many times, and he's tried to meet with the top leadership. He's always been rebuffed, I believe, from meeting with Xi Jinping himself. And he always, China loves him because he's doing their bidding. If China couldn't hire a more effective lobbyist for China's interest than John Kerry, because they have a monopoly on the EV battery, they're just passing Japan. They passed the U.S., South Korea. They're going to be the global dominant automaker thanks to the work of the nearly $5 million office of John Kerry. I met John Kerry and interviewed him multiple times. I worked in the Senate, but I was also the first reporter in 2004 to report on the Swift boat veterans, John O'Neill, that came after Kerry for his so we say his politicized at least Purple Hearts. Well, it turns out John Kerry, when he was running for president, he literally upset all of his old Swift boat veterans from Vietnam and gave out demonstrably false things, and they came after him, and that was one of the key reasons he lost that race to George W. Bush. And the other thing is, you mentioned Ketchup, or you mentioned the Heinz fortune.
He
married Teresa Heinz Ketchup. They've given money to climate scientists like James Hansen, the former NASA, hundreds of thousands of dollars in just awards. And when we were in the when I was in the Senate under Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, he would say, like, well, they're talking about oil money funding people. Well, what about Big Ketchup? Because they were handing out money to climate activist scientists through the Heinz Ketchup fortune. So John Kerry's been at this climate game a long time, using his wife's money, and now he's graduated to using taxpayer money.
Yeah, and Mark, we appreciate your time and you being so truthful with us on the airwaves. Hertz is selling roughly a third of its electric vehicles. I mean, what did you tell us from day one, Mark Morano? I mean, it's just a ruse, and it's just a sign of things to come, correct?
Yes, I mean, it's 7-8% max is what the fully electric cars are selling in the U.S. Hasn't really budged much. So 93% of cars are non-electric. I mean, a hybrid can be both, right? But so Hertz and Ave, all these rental car companies, all these dealerships, all the automakers got sucked into this through government coercion, corporate government collusion, threats, and regulatory bodies. And it turns out that they just can't hold the facade anymore. Buick dealers opting out. Hertz rental car, I think, is at least a third or more, 20,000 of the rental cars. And they said it's because of lack of consumer demand. And the other one was a kicker, high cost to maintain them. And that's the other thing. You have all these cars with huge maintenance costs. And the reason there's no consumer demand is there's no people don't want to drive a car where you have to essentially like, well, wait, I better map this out, and we have to allow this time for recharging. And I hope there's no line there.
Exactly.
And, you know, they can't act like Biden administration official. His energy secretary just cut off in the hot heat wave in July, cut off a family with an infant in the car to get her electric car charged up, with NPR reporter, unfortunately, towing along. And, you know, they can't do that. The average person can't get that kind of privilege. And that's another version of white privilege. You know, you have these Biden administration officials, Pete Buttigieg, and their energy secretary driving cross country in these EVs and cutting people off and getting the charging. But yeah, it's a mess, and it's collapsing before our eyes. All the automakers want out, and the even Europe is now looking at tariffs against Chinese cars. China, we're just literally making them the world's global number one automaker with banning gas powered cars. They own the EV monopoly.
That's so true. And speaking of Buttigieg, it's nice. They're hiring psychotics to fly our planes now. That's my personal favorite story today. What was that? They actually go out and do a press report about that. Mark, you can't make this stuff up, brother. I mean, it's like crazy. If you have a mental problem, it's okay to fly a plane. I mean, that's Buttigieg. Yeah, that's the best he can do. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole thing. The whole administration with the supply chain, that Alaska airline with the door that blew out. I mean, are they even making these planes? I've never even heard of that.
I know.
It's frightening stuff. And a lot of this is it's this
you know, you hate to say it, but the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, all of these rules, they literally are making it so that qualified pilots are like the last criteria they're looking for. They're looking to feel, they want people to feel good. In fact, there was a flight recently that they announced where there's the first time there's an all-female cabin crew on whatever airline. It's like, does that really make people feel good? Wouldn't you want to say this is the first time we have a qualified crew and we're confident?
No.
I don't care what the gender of the pilot is.
Yeah, it's so true. Mark, before we let you go, regarding your book, The Great Reset, if people aren't hip to it, I see it. You know, if we layer it back every day on morning radio and you have to do the homework, it's scary out there. But we're fighting it and making some headway, this Great Reset. Or am I missing something here? Because starting in Europe, they're really trying to do this global elitist mentality and turning us into sheep and minions. And you've been fighting that tooth and nail. Hopefully there's enough resistance that will not happen, Mark Morano. Joe asked, hopefully.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is it's the great red pill. Our greatest hope is mass defiance, mass resistance, and the general public waking up. And to the extent how frightening March of 2020 was, when overnight everything in our lives changed and we had no say, schools closed, businesses closed, stay-at-home orders,
exactly,
et cetera, churches closing, people were horrified, at least a certain segment of the population. Many were sheep, and they're fighting back. One of the heartening things I saw was, just to give you an example, first of all, Davos is meeting right now, just starting. Bill Gates is there, Klaus Schwab, the usual suspects, so we'll see what they came up with this week. But Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, banning this football game. This is what football was supposed to be. So she tries to cover her horrendous decision out of an abundance of caution, all the same stupid COVID phrases. What heartens me is the reaction of the Buffalo Bills fans, the Pittsburghs. You go to Kathy Hochul's account on Twitter. She has this video. This is would have been game time. It was a beautiful snowy day in Buffalo, exactly as God intended the NFL to play. Every comment back to her is people just trashing the hell out of her, telling her to move, leave, and that this is the way football is intended. So I'm hoping, and that's an example, because that is a great reason. The idea that you can't have a normal, everything we've grown up with and lived through is no longer normal. Now a snowstorm, and I can cancel an NFL playoff game in Buffalo. That's my example of the Great Reset. It's nuts. She worked in coordination with all the public health officials saying it was unsafe for people to drive.
Yeah, here it is. And Barstool Sports just tweeted out, they robbed us of an all-time snow game in Buffalo today. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the time with us, my friend. And thanks for always joining us. Keep the fight. Come back anytime. Love your energy. Love the fact that you tell the truth and you're brave enough to do that. God bless. Godspeed. We'll talk soon, Mark Morano. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Mark Morano right there. The name of the book, by the way, The Great Reset, Global Elites and Permanent Lockdown, and It's Not Your Imagination.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.